This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is Tuesday in Roseburg, summertime. That means music on the half shell. Kelly Leonard down at the Nichols Bandshell in Roseburg, Stewart Park. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Yeah, it is Tuesday. I listened to your weather report just then, and it's a beautiful, beautiful day to be in the park and come to music on the half shell this evening.
Yeah, talk about what's going on already this morning. I mean, the show isn't until 7 o'clock, but lots of people already down there.
You know, we had an early setup this morning. We had crews down here from the baseball teams and all of our volunteers, a lot of committee members setting up at about 7 this morning. And here I am at 8:30, and it's all done. And there are two people left backstage still working, but that's about it. And speaking of backstage, that's where I am. I took a little walk down here this morning just to kind of give you an audio visual. How's that? Backstage. So we got all the tables set up where people are eating. We've got the hospitality center set up and a beautiful kitchen with barbecues and ovens and steam trays ready to go.
Wow. You are making people hungry right now, probably, with all that.
Well, it as we've said over the years, it's quite a production, and to get it all set up, and we've got a great crew, but it has to be set up early and for all conditions. So right now I'm standing under a bunch of easy ups. I'm walking through the table area. Sean over here is getting his kitchen ready for this afternoon. So, it takes a lot. So.
Yeah, and of course, Half Shell has been known for many years for the way they take care of the performers. A lot of people that are out on the road really appreciate that, and sometimes even comment about this is one of the cooler venues just because of the food and the attention they get backstage.
And that's just, they get great attention backstage, and thanks to our committee and all the people that pay attention to them. So I think a lot of artists are real happy to play at Half Shell. And I think a lot of our participants, so if you've never been to Music on the Half Shell, this is your chance to come and see a great show tonight. We've got people already putting down blankets for this evening. I'm probably looking at about 50, 75 blankets right now. Here comes a couple of people walking in right now, setting up theirs, but there's plenty of room and plenty of time. I even see people show up right at 7 o'clock, bringing their nice low chairs and nuzzling in and making some new friends.
Yeah, and of course, tonight, the music. Talk about the artist.
You know, I'm very pleased about our artist tonight. Amelia Day comes in this afternoon and will play for us this evening. She's a very, very bright and energetic young woman with a great voice. She'd call herself a singer-songwriter, and I would agree with that, but I listened to some of her things this morning and last night, and it was just really, really fun to listen to. I think she'll be a great hit here.
Yeah, and coming down from Washington State.
Yeah.
And, of course, you get artists from, sometimes they're in the region, but you get artists from literally all over the world at Half Shell.
Well, that's part of our mission, Kyle. You know, the mission of the Half Shell, in part, is to bring music to people they may or may not have heard before. And in doing so, we bring in, over the years, we bring in Latin music, and we bring in a lot of Afrobeat music. And this year, we've got an Afrobeat group coming in. We've brought in folks from the Ukraine. The list goes on and on and on of all the different artists from around the world.
Yeah, and all the different styles as well. It's not a typical, you know, a lot of times it's really can be a new experience for folks.
I'll tell you, last week is a perfect example of that. We had a bluegrass group, and it was three gentlemen, and one of them was a walking history of bluegrass music. I mean, he was writing songs and playing with groups back in the 60s, and so you know, he knew everybody, played their music, played wonderfully. It was a great show last week. you know, again, it was a great history lesson. The opposite this week, we got a young woman who's probably 22, 23 years old, who's bright and fresh and brings a new kind of an indie folk sound to us. So every week is going to be a different genre of music.
All right. And of course, one of the aspects of the Half Shell is you got a lot of options when it comes to food, beverages, et cetera.
Well, we do. We've got some great partners who set up their food trucks up at the top, everything from ice cream to kettle corn to Mexican food, burgers. You know, there's a wide variety of choices up there for folks.
Yeah, and of course...
Kyle, did I mention the price to get into the Half Shell?
Oh, gosh, that's important.
Oh, it you know, we've doubled our price this year. We've gone from zero to zero.
It's new math.
Yes, I know. We folks, this is a free concert series, free to you. I mean, obviously, it costs us a lot of money to put it on, and we do it with great donations from our community partners. But if you're looking for some great free family entertainment, come to Music on the Half Shell in Stewart Park tonight at 7 o'clock, and we're going to wow you.
And, I mean, this is week number two. You've got, eight altogether this year?
Eight altogether, so we've got six more weeks after tonight. Again, with a wide variety of music from, like I mentioned, the Afrobeat before. We've got a group called March 4th that we've had two times before that people love. They're going to be finishing up this year. We've got some good rock and roll. It's a great variety.
Nichols Bandshell in Roseburg Stewart Park, been around for a long time. Anything else you want to let people know?
You know, I would say, you know, when you come, enjoy yourself, make new friends. You're going to just see some great people. Either bring your own picnic or eat up top at one of the food carts. Enjoy the music. And enjoy the beautiful setting that we have here in Roseburg, right along the I'm looking at the Umpqua River right now, and it's great.
All right, Kelly Leonard from the Nichols Band Show, getting ready for Music on the Half Shell. Kelly, thanks for being on today.
Thank you so much, Kyle. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.